is BBC Radio Cambridgeshire.
So we're creeping up to 20 minutes past eight. Let's return to this topic that we were talking about earlier on. Should the government impose an annual tax on tobacco companies to pay for stop smoking services? More than 120 public health related organisations are calling for just that this morning. Earlier on, we spoke to Ailsa Lyons, who's a health improvement specialist at Cambridgeshire County Council. Ailsa coordinates Kick Ash, which is an anti-smoking programme that works with teenagers in Cambridgeshire.
There's a very small proportion of young people that do smoke, that do start smoking or experiment with smoking, and it's becoming less and less every year, and that's the trend that we want to maintain. I think it's a combination of a lot of factors. I think it's the work that's being done locally, it's the work that's being done nationally to help prevent young people from taking up smoking. It'll be the price will be one factor, it'll be reducing adult smoking prevalence as well, it'll be a whole host of measures that are there, as well as anti-smoking messages.
Well, the group leading the charge for this extra levy on tobacco companies is Action on Smoking and Health, known as ASH. Deborah Arnott is from that organisation. Deborah, why are you calling for this levy?
We're calling for this levy because basically still too many people are dying from smoking, and the tobacco companies do the damage and they should be paying for it. So we want a levy to go, and this is supported by a strong public opinion. Nearly two-thirds of people say they'd be happy with a 25 pence levy on a packet of cigarettes. And remember, cigarettes cost from around £6 to over £9, so they're very expensive already, which would go to help smokers quit and prevent young people from taking up smoking, because the public believe that the tobacco industry does the damage and they should be paying for it.
Well, let's welcome to this debate Simon Clark, who's the director of Forest, which is a pro-smoking organisation. What do you make of this idea then, Simon?
Pro-choice, not pro-smoking. Well, we don't think a tobacco levy will work. We must remember that consumers already pay 86% tobacco taxation on every packet of cigarettes they buy. So smokers and the industry are already making a huge contribution to the economy, much of which goes to paying for smoking-related diseases. Nobody doubts or argues that there are clearly serious smoking, health risks associated with smoking, but it's an informed choice for adults. And if you increasingly put up the price of cigarettes, you actually drive people to the black market. And we know there's a flourishing black market in smuggled cigarettes and counterfeit cigarettes. And criminal gangs don't care who they sell to. They're more than happy to sell to children. So what happens is you lose control of the market. And not only does the government lose revenue, and by association, the NHS will lose revenue as well from that tobacco taxation, but actually cigarettes get into the hands of children. So it's totally and utterly counterproductive.
Deborah, what do you say to that, that this levy would actually take money away from the NHS?
Well, first of all, can I address the issue of choice? Two-thirds of people take up smoking before the age of 18. It's a childhood addiction, and two-thirds of smokers want to quit and wish, many more, wish they'd never started. So this isn't a matter of choice. It's a terrible addiction. It's as addictive as heroin or cocaine, and smokers themselves say they want help to quit. And the idea that it will drive people to the illicit market, that's an issue in enforcement. And as Simon well knows, the industry is complicit in the smuggled market. British American Tobacco was fined £650,000 just before Christmas for oversupply of tobacco to European markets, knowing that it was going to be bouncing back here because there wasn't a market for their products there.
Let's talk about this issue of choice. Simon, do you take the point that when you're dealing with a substance which is highly addictive, choice becomes a slightly slippery word?
No, I totally disagree. I mean, I totally accept that for some people, nicotine is addictive. But the reality is, millions of people have quit smoking in recent decades, and people are giving up smoking all the time. My own mother-in-law was a 40-a-day smoker, and she gave up overnight. I'm not suggesting it's not difficult for some people to quit, but this idea, it's as addictive as heroin and cocaine and all the rest of it. I just think this is hyperbole on the part of the anti-smoking industry. Going back to the tobacco levy, what happens next? I mean, do we have a levy on the food and drink industries? Because clearly, you know, if you, you know, drink too much, if you're an excessive drinker, if you're an alcoholic, it's going to have a health impact on you. Likewise, if you drink too many sugary drinks or eat fatty foods and dairy products, this all has health impact as well. So do we have a levy on food and drink as well? I mean, it really is utterly nonsense. And especially in terms of tobacco, when we're already paying so much tobacco taxation in the first place. I repeat, 86% of the average price of cigarettes goes to the government already.
Do you feel, Simon, that smokers are being unfairly victimised?
Well, I do, and I speak as a non-smoker. I do think that smokers are not doing anything wrong. Many of them, I accept that what Deborah said, that there are some smokers who wish to quit and wish they'd never started, but that still leaves millions of people who genuinely enjoy smoking. We don't hear enough about that. Fact is, a lot of people enjoy smoking. They don't wish to quit, and actually, when they hear people like Deborah on an almost daily basis nagging them to quit, they actually dig their heels in and they reach for their fags in defiance.
Let's hear from Deborah on this, Simon.
Because what Simon forgets to tell you is that his organisation, Forest, is not a grassroots membership organisation. Its funding comes almost entirely from the tobacco industry, and he's mouthing tobacco industry rhetoric. These are the lines the tobacco industry use, and it's disgusting.
ASH is funded by the taxpayer. No, Deborah, you are funded by the taxpayer.
We are funded.
If we could just calm down, because otherwise we can't hear either of you. Deborah, continue what you were saying.
Yes, thank you. We are funded largely by the British Heart Foundation and Cancer Research UK.
Do you get money from the taxpayer?
Can I finish,
Simon?
We get some funding from the Department of Health to support implementation of the Tobacco Control Plan for England. We had £200,000 last year. Can I just finish what I'm saying? Your funding comes from the tobacco industry. You're mouthing the tobacco industry lines. This is a highly addictive substance. 80,000 people die each year in England, and something like 20 times as many smokers are suffering years of disability from smoking-related diseases.
Okay, Deborah, let's hear from Simon. I mean, Forest is funded mainly by the tobacco industry, isn't it?
Indeed, because they want to support their own consumers. But I actually can think for myself, and it's typical of Deborah and tobacco controllers, who seem to think that we're all mouthing the messages of the tobacco industry. I can think for myself, millions of smokers can think for themselves, and millions of smokers have chosen to take up smoking, and they choose to continue smoking because they enjoy it. And nothing that people like Deborah says, particularly this nagging, hectoring tone, it's not going to change their minds.
Lots more to debate on this topic. Thank you both of us for joining me this morning. Deborah Arnott there, who's Director of Policy at Action on Smoking and Health, who are calling for this new levy on tobacco companies. Simon Clark there, who's the Director of Forest, the pro-choice organisation. And Paul Stainton will be talking more about this on The Big Conversation from 9 o'clock, asking whether smokers are being unfairly victimised, given that they contribute £12 billion in tax, which is about 10% of the NHS budget, just to put that in context. Interesting arguments there from both sides.
This is BBC Radio Cambridgeshire.